وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest blessings on you, Mawlana. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, there's an interesting story, and the question he asked, where are the barbers? That's the moral of the story now. A man went to a barber shop to have his hair cut now. As the barber began to work, they began to have a good conversation. They talked about so many things on various subjects. When they eventually touched on the subject of God, then the barber said, "I don't believe that God exists." "Why do you say that?" asked the customer. "Well, you just have to go out into the street to realize that God doesn't exist. Tell me, if God exists, would there be so many sick people? Would there be abandoned children? If God existed, there would be neither suffering nor pain. I can't imagine a loving God who would allow all of these things." Now, we must understand one fact in life, that men have been given choices, and there are those who do good and there are those that do bad. There are those who are evil and they're paving their way towards Jahannam, and there are those who are mindful and patient and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they treading the path towards Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a noble Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. That we shall test them, بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ, in matters of fear, وَالْجُوعِ, and hunger, وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ, and the loss of their wealth, the loss of lives, the loss of the fruit and the crops. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, and give glad tidings to those who are patient. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ, when any difficulty befalls him, they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We belong to Allah, and to Him is our return. So trials and tribulations also come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sometimes suffering and pain comes because of our misdeeds, as is mentioned in the noble Quran. So in this case here, when the barber told him that, this customer is thought for a moment, but he didn't respond because he didn't want to start an argument with the barber. So the barber finished his job and the customer left the shop. Just as he left the barber shop, he saw a man in the street with long, stringy, dirty hair and a very long beard, but he looked dirty and unkempt. So the customer turned back and he entered the barber shop again. Upon entering, he said to the barber, "You know what? Barbers do not exist." So the barber told him, "How can you say that?" He was quite surprised. So he said, "I am here, I am a barber, and I just worked on you." No, the customer explained, no, barbers don't exist. Because if they did, there would be no people with dirty, long hair and untrimmed beards like that man outside. So the barber said, he said, "But barbers do exist. What happens is that people do not come to me." Exactly in the same way the customer he affirmed and he said, that's the point. Allah too does exist. What happens is people don't go to him and do not look for him. That's why there is so much pain and suffering in the world. Ma asabaka min hasanatin fa min Allah. Whatever goodness befalls you is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ma asabaka min sayyatin fa min nafsik. And whatever evil befalls you, it is because of your own doings. This is a declaration of the noble Quran. So this is a great lesson that we learn from here, that inshallah al-aziz, if we bring faith, if we affirm on our iman and our resolve to do good and work towards righteousness, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises us, you know, the ownership of the world. And so we all have to just turn back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there's a story of a professor of philosophy, and he was a deeply committed atheist, and his primary goal, you know, for his classes was to spend the entire semester attempting to prove that Allah Ta'ala didn't exist, that God didn't exist. So his students were always afraid to argue with him because of his impeccable logic. Now, Shaitan also used this logic with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for us, we just say that we believe. And once we believe, we require no proof to believe in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for 20 years, he had taught this class, and no one had ever had the courage to go against him. So some had argued in class at times, but no one had ever really gone against him because of his reputation. He didn't want to pick an argument with him. At the end of every semester, on the last day, he would say to his class of 300 students, if there is anyone here who still believes in God, stand up. So in 20 years, no one had ever stood up. They knew that what he was going to do next. He would say, because anyone who believes in God is a fool. If God existed, he could stop this piece of chalk from hitting the ground and breaking. Such a simple task to prove that he is God, and yet he can't do it. And every year he would drop the chalk onto the tiled floor of the classroom, and it would shatter into pieces. So all of the students would do nothing but stop and stare. Most of the students thought that God couldn't exist. So certainly a number of Christians had slipped through, but for 20 years they had been too afraid to stand up. Well, a few years ago, there was a freshman who came to university to enroll, and he was a Muslim. He had heard the stories about his professor. So he was required to take his class for his major, and he was also afraid. But for 3 months that semester, he prayed every morning that he would have the courage to stand up no matter what the professor said or what the class thought. Nothing they said could ever shatter his faith. He hoped. And finally the day came, the professor said, if there's anyone here who still believes in God, stand up. So this Muslim youngster stood up. The professor and the class of approximately 300 people looked at him shocked. The professor shouted, you fool! If God existed, he would keep this piece of chalk from breaking when it hits the ground. So he proceeded to drop the chalk, but as he did, it slipped out of his fingers, off his shirt cuff, onto the plait of his pants, down his leg, and off his shoe. As it hit the ground, it simply rolled away unbroken. So the professor was jaw-dropped, he was shocked, as he stared at the chalk, you know, and he looked up at the young man, and then he ran out of the lecture hall. But he's going to say that with absurd examples, he was trying to prove the existence, the non-existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And eventually, with the honest and faithful courage of a mu'min, of a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed him the exact opposite. So we believe, and it comes in Surah Baqarah, in the opening verses of the Quran, that Alladina yu'minuna bil ghayb, that they believe in the unseen. And in order to believe, we do not need any proofs. That is the greatness of Iman. We say, Amantu Billah. We believe in Allah. So once we say we believe, we do not require any external proofs. And there are any many other things that prove the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that could be discussed at another time as well. But nevertheless, I mean, for every, there's causes and there's effects. And everything that is in this world, you know, there was a hand of some craftsman, of somebody to do something. You cannot say that the entire universe came to its existence on its own. You know, the heavens and the earth, the sky, the oceans and the rivers, you know, the mountains, the animals, the human beings, everything just came up by chance. There definitely is a creator behind it. الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the one who created the heavens and the earth. And, you know, there are many other Quranic ayats that point to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, He is the creator of everything. So once we say we believe, آمَنَّا صَدَّقْنَا, you know, we believe and we accept, then there's nothing that can shatter, you know, our beliefs. So we must have a firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we mustn't be going into these Western institutions finding that eventually we get distracted from the truth, and then, you know, we get involved into kufr and shirk. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of making amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.